indeed.
And we're heading back to basics this week for energy efficiency.
That's correct. No, we do talk a lot of about the cool stuff we do in regards to energy efficiency, and they can include your LED lights, reverse cycle heat pumps, solar hot water, solar power. And yes, these are awesome fun and all essential in reaching that total self-sufficiency goal, but there are far more simple things we can do to lower our power bills with little effort, and every single one of these revolves around just using less.
Speaking of the home, what about hot water? It's one of the single consumers of power in the family home, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. And Lee, you could have cold showers, but I doubt that's going to win many votes.
No, I don't want the cold showers. What can we do to save some money on that front?
Well, shorter showers is the obvious go-to solution. If you have a standard shower hose using 10 litres per minute and say half of that is hot water, that's 5 litres per minute.
I think I'd go with a shorter shower rather than a cold shower, particularly at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's right, and this gives you an idea of how quickly, you know, that extra few minutes adds up. So based on our 10 litre a minute shower head, in 15 minutes that was 75 litres of hot water, around 4 kilowatt of energy, 68 cents on tariff 41. And if you had four people in the house doing that, that was $2.72 a day. And over a 90-day billing period, that's $245 on your power bill.
It builds up over a period of 3 months when you get the quarterly statement, doesn't it?
And that's right. And here's where it gets quite cool, is taking five-minute showers is only $82 on your power bill. Two-minute showers, $32. So likewise, an energy and water-efficient shower hose will reduce the flow rate. So instead of consuming 10 litres of water per minute, and I've seen these go as low as 3.5 litres per minute, it reduces your consumption. I've had these when I was living in a house on tank water where reducing the water consumption was more important than energy savings, but these things go all right.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can now see just how small changes can lead to big changes in our power bills. What about lights?
Yeah, lights is a good one. So lights, another simple solution. If you're not in the room, turn them off when they're not required. And also, as bulbs blow, replace them with LED bulbs. Not only do they use 80% less energy, they last around 5 times longer. So lighting is typically not a huge issue on power bills, or only around 10% unless you have halogen downlights, as these can be heinously expensive to run. Plus, they're a high fire risk due to their heat.
Yeah, and looking after the environment at the same time. What about heating or cooling? It's another high energy consumer.
Oh, and in most cases, this can be the highest leak. Heat the areas you are using. If you're not using the whole house, don't heat the whole house. Close doors. Use draft excluders. Close curtains to keep the heat in or the summer heat out.
And open the windows.
Yeah. Encourage natural ventilation, and the fresh air will do you more good than harm in summer. And these are the simple things. But you know what the most beneficial thing you can do to lower your heating and cooling costs are, Lee, if you're using, say, a reverse cycle air conditioner or other electric heating device?
Tell us, please.
Turn the thermostat down if you're heating, or if you're cooling, turn the thermostat up a little bit.
Pretty simple, and it makes sense.
Yeah, it's a weird observation I've noticed I see in homes. In summertime, I see the air conditioning turn to 18 degrees Celsius, but in the same home in winter, it's set for 21, 22 degrees. And for every degree above 21 degrees, when we're heating, in a typical house, you'd expect around a 15% increase in costs, and that gets higher for every degree. The physics is clear on this. As the hotter a home is, the quicker the energy leaves the structure, and this means the more energy is required to replace it, and that costs us money. The energy savings at running the home at 18 degrees Celsius and during winter are huge as opposed to 21 degrees. Running the home at 21 degrees for summer, so for cooling, likewise, all goes back into your pocket of savings.
That makes sense, doesn't it? Now, this time of the year, it is a must for refrigeration, isn't it, Adrian?
Oh, it is, Lee. We all like a cool beverage, or just stop our foods turning to compost in the summer heat. This can be a very high appliance load, especially at this time of the year, as the hotter temperatures mean they're just simply working harder. And one of the sort of simple things you can do is quickly make a selection. Standing there with the door open, thinking about what you're going to put in your sandwich, is literally letting all the cold air out and has to be replaced by the fridge by sucking the energy back out of that space, which costs you money. Go to the fridge with a plan of attack instead of looking for inspiration.
And another good idea too is filling up the fridge with bottled water.
That's right. So it adds thermal mass and reduces the amount of air in the fridge. And as we've discussed previously, air is a terrible medium to store and contain energy, or in this case being cold, the absence of energy. It reduces the amount of cold air lost every time the door is opened. And also, who doesn't like a cold drink of water this time of year?
That's right. It's all nice and simple, and it can save us money at the same time. And you and the crew at DBS Energy do talk about all the cool stuff when it comes to energy and do all the realms of energy efficiency.
That's right. So we have our LG and Qcell solar panels. We've got our Solar Edge inverter systems. We've got the Neo Power solar hot water systems. LG and Actron heat pumps or reverse cycle air conditioners. And look, these things do hog the limelight, but based on what we talked about today, little changes can be the most efficient out of all the above. Because all these things we talk about today are low to no cost in materials, mostly revolve around breaking bad habits or just making the connections about how we live and operate appliances and the relationships these actions have on our power bills every 90 days.
And the moral of the story, if you don't use it, they can't charge us, can they?
That's correct, Louis. Likewise, you can call DMS Energy, and we can have you harvesting, consuming and storing your own energy so you can still get to stick it to the man and live like a king or queen.
Good work. And where do we find you?
So we've got a showroom at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, or give us a bell on 1300 502 599. Likewise, look us up on the internet. We've got all the W's at dmsenergy.net.au, or give us a bell on Facebook.
And it doesn't matter where you live on the northwest coast, you go out and about and do service right across, don't you?
That is correct, mate.
Adrian, you have a great day and a great week, and we'll talk some more next Monday morning, a little after 8:30, for more Power Savers.
Thanks.